a suggestion for some Christmas jingle cat music. We don't have any. Did find a Christmas song that maybe we'll play. Why don't we play it? Why don't we just play it? Okay, why don't we just play it? We'll play it at the beginning of Green Slime. First, we'll have the Green Slime theme song. Then we'll have our kickoff to Christmas, our song that will get us in the Christmas spirit. Because it is a magical time of the year. Everything's all frosted with snow. Everyone's all doing their Christmas shopping. Looking to save the economy. We'll play some Christmas music and maybe some Napalm Death. Other songs for the season. But before the Christmas song, the big Christmas song that we're going to play the Green Slime theme song to kick off this hour of music and other sounds. And the Green Slime theme song goes like this.
A collision course with Earth.
Come on. We saw a sign, welcome Satan place, when we moved to town that day. And rows of little white homes that looked like castles all along the way. But after living there a while, we found it wasn't what we thought at all. They had a private little scandal going on behind each castle wall. There was a town council meeting on the day the story came to pass. Someone said, Miss Brown, we think your little girl is living way too fast. She's been dating older boys and staying out much later than she should. And there's been quite a lot of talk about it going round the neighborhood. Well, Mrs. Brown said, since you brought it up, I think I'll tell you what I saw. The day your daughter Ellie and the judge's son went swimming in the Raw. Is that supposed to be a part of what you call learning social grace? 'Cause if it is, I think your people are in trouble here in Satan Place. I heard your neighbor's daughter Betty spent the summer in another town. They say she gained a lot of weight before she left, but now she's trim back down. And now I wonder why the banker's son won't even look her in the face. We used to see them both together everywhere they went in Satan Place. Just last week they didn't charge for drunken driving, even though she couldn't hardly speak. I hear she brags about the way her daddy gets free liquor by the case. From all his bootlegging friends that make a killing here in Satan Place. When Mrs. Brown had finished talking, no one dared to make a single sound. Until the chairman of the meeting wrapped his gavel and looked around. And as his eyes swept across the room at guilty looks on every face, he said, that wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place.
Hey. You love me in the sunshine, you hate me in the rain. When old man trouble is hanging round, it always seems to rain. I'm tired of living in this whole world.
Kiss me until the red is due.
I'm tired of living in this whole world.
You've done me wrong, false-hearted girl. Because you are a liar.
I'm tired of living in this whole world.
You've done me wrong, false-hearted girl.
When Gabriel blows his trumpet and we shall all arise, there'll be nobody up there who'll believe your dirty lies.
I'm tired of living in this whole world.
For me.
false-hearted girl.
Your colors are so brilliant.
It says here you're also waterproof. Polyurethane, that's a pretty name. I know you won't play games, play games with my heart. You're
you're loading your milk truck here using some type of a cart, right? Not using your hands.
I am loading with a tool.
What would happen if we took this cart that you have here and you had to carry this stuff yourself?
I'd call the police.
Why?
Well,
we have a right to expose our views to others.
Well, yes, but not in such a dramatic way and not before I've completed my route.
You were happier before you had the cart, weren't you? Before you ever saw this cart?
Well, before I started working, I was happier. But
have you ever done any hand loading?
Hand loading? Well, actually, this is considered hand loading. It's just that
it's artificial, though, isn't it?
Well, just a bit.
Are you opposed to man?
Opposed to man?
Right. In favor more of his tools than man himself?
No, I'm not opposed to man in this sense.
Is this your way of taking a stand against man and mankind?
I'm in favor of this man, you see. This back to nature bit, you know, this ice cream is already artificial. And the people that eat it are artificial. And I am in an artificial system of thing. You see, I'm not the revolutionary type. I'm kind of a passive individual and...
Then you've agreed we can't have the wagon. Please.
Well, what do you need it for?
Life example. We need it to destroy it.
I don't think my employers would understand
what
this.
What would you be telling them? They'd ask you, where is the cart?
I'd have to tell them that I was accosted by two gentlemen and,
I'm not going to tell them anything because I'm not going to give you the cart. No, really.
Artificiality. You said ice cream was artificial.
Wagon procurement and destruction procedures approval from you. That's what we want.
What, you're going to destroy this thing?
Procurement and then destruction.
Why don't you destroy your coats?
It's our minds that are different.
Now,
cart procurement,
now.
Yes?
Say yes.
No.
Cart transference.
No, I want to make an inquiry, if I might.
Certainly.
Well, who are you people?
We are a private group. It is our aim to bring people closer to that which is real, that which is related to the throes of all existence, that which is part of the cosmos. This wagon is really uncosmological in the most full sense.
What are you people called?
Torvus.
Corvus.
Torvus.
Torvus.
And I am called one of the spheres. This is the way I refer to myself, and this is the way others refer to me. I am of the spheres. I am one of the spheres. Wagon or cart procurement.
Yes.
Well, now,
yes.
I don't want to take...
Just say yes.
Yes.
Would you care to become spherical?
No,
you've agreed. Let's take the cart.
No, I really can't.
We're taking the cart.
What am I going
to
say?
This would be tantamount to thievery, would it not
That's
be?
That's right.
Well, I can't condone thievery.
Cosmological identity, even through theft.
No, I don't value cosmological identity to this degree that I would permit you to take my cart.
Is that final?
Is it ice cream?
Is that final?
I think so.
Twinkle Toes!
Thus ends another edition of Green Slime on Swag on WIDR Kalamazoo.
Spaced out.
Mood music for every mood. We ended there with Funkadelic. I'll bet you. A Tubeway Army with Gary Newman singing about those Machmen. Zolar X doing Mirrors. The Rebel Force Band doing Spaced Out. That was from their Unauthorized by George Lucas album, Living in These Star Wars. Oh, things were rough living in those Star Wars. They sure were. Rough but funky. Tipsy before that. Eclipse of the Sun Virgin. Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood, Sand. Chorus Reverendus, Danzoni. The Neanderthals doing Twinkle Toes, Coil and Sharp, Cart Procurement. Ah, yes, it is our minds that are different. Unknown Henson, singing about his special lover, Polyurethane. Steve Carl with Curfew. Ella Mae Merce and Tennessee Ernie Ford. False Hearted Girl. Jenny C. Reilly. Satan Place, a deep cut from her hit album, Harper Valley PTA. The Headcoats doing I'm Hurtin'. Bantam Rooster by suggestion, we heard Shot Down. Motorhead with Orgasmatron. Napalm Death doing Divine Death. CSN Control from the Peel Sessions on 1988 that was recorded. And we had a suggestion for some kitty cats singing Christmas songs. We didn't have any of that stuff, but we did have Divide and Create doing their collage, Blitzkrieg Santa. And we started Green Slime off with the Green Slime theme song by the band Green Slime.